USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled out, both sides are playing the blame game rather than make serious moves to try to break their stalemate. Official Washington is emptying, national politics is now consuming the airwaves, and the chasm between the warring sides appears to be too great for right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus, blasting Republicans for not caring and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. At the White House, President Trump suggested the main holdup is the amount of money Democrats want for cash-strapped states and cities, which he dismissed as bailouts. It's a view shared by a number of top Republicans, and the fact that the Democrats are not budging on their demands. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Portland State University said it will disarm all of its campus police force more than 2 years after officers from the department shot and killed a black man who was trying to break up a fight close to campus. The announcement came as Oregon's largest city approaches 80 consecutive nights of protests following the death of George Floyd. Portland State President Stephen Percy said the decision to have officers patrol the campus unarmed is the first step in a broader policy to reimagine safety in the heart of Portland. The university has over 30,000 students, although many commute to class. The largest rural airline in Alaska has now declared bankruptcy and laid off more than 1,000 workers, but wants to award over $250,000 in bonus money to its chief executive and other employees. Anchorage-based Raven Air Group filed a request in Delaware bankruptcy court, arguing the bonuses are justified because of long hours and hard work that went into selling the company's assets after it shut down during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.